Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We appreciate it. It's always a pleasure to have you here when you're tuned in to this incredible broadcast we call Close Up Radio, where we spotlight and feature and celebrate amazing people who are doing incredible things to make our world a better place. 1 p.m. Eastern on Thursday, September 23rd, 2021. And again, we thank you from all around the world for tuning in to our show. We're excited to welcome expert Valerie Williams. And the reason why I say expert and don't say the other part first is because your ears are going to perk up when I say what the other part is: multiple income streams. Now, I can't see you guys, but if you were to raise your hand when I say, are you interested in multiple income streams, I think everybody's hands would be listening, raising up in the air right now as everybody's listening. Valerie Williams is a business consultant, trainer, coach, author, radio personality, serial entrepreneur, dedicated to helping her clients develop multiple streams of income. She says your income streams should be a symphony, especially the multiple incomes, and you are the conductor of the orchestra. Everything should be tuned and working in concert with each other. Valerie's clients include business owners, entrepreneurs, and online marketers. Valerie uses the Terry Wilson 3 system to help her clients develop, discover, and monetize. According to Valerie, developing additional income streams begins with tapping into what you've already been passionate about that naturally flows out of your strengths, gifts, and talents. It's about freedom. Can't limit ourselves. People are afraid that they're already burning the candle from both ends, and that's understandable. But it can be more foundational. What do you love to do? What are your passions? That can lead to a new destiny, new talents and skills. Valerie says she was fortunate to have mentors in her life who encouraged her to develop multiple income streams early on. A natural writer, Valerie was able to monetize her copywriting. She loves to write copy. It gets her creative juices going. If you love design and decorating, you'll find there is a space in your life a couple of times a week to do it. If you love to organize, turn that into an income stream by teaching people how to organize. It all adds up. She's here to celebrate this and share it with us, her wisdom about multiple income streams, and we're very honored to have her here today on the show, live and direct from North Carolina. Valerie, welcome to Close Up Radio today. It's a pleasure to have you with us, and thanks for joining us on the show.
Jim, thanks so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I could tell already, and when we were chatting prior to going live on the air, I heard the enthusiasm and the passion in your voice that you have so much to share with us. And you know, having multiple income streams is very important because you never know when that singular income stream might stop, and it could stop at a moment's notice due to anything. Here we are in a pandemic, and for a lot of people, the one singular income stream came to a stop or has been significantly diminished or reduced. It's very important to have as many income streams that you can gather and handle, right?
Absolutely. As much as you can handle. You know, it's interesting because, you know, we live in such a busy society, and even a lot of folks with just that one income stream find themselves to be so busy. So when you hear multiple income streams, you're like, okay, you kind of have that deer in headlight look, like, okay, how am I going to do that? How do you do that? You know, how is that going to make me even more busy and just having all these balls in the air? So people kind of tend to How do you do that? What does that look like? I'm already busy. That's going to make me more busy. And so that's one of the popular questions that I get and work with my clients and my prospects.
That's fantastic. That's great. How did you learn this? I think in doing the research, did you have to learn it the hard way yourself?
I was fortunate. You know, for years I had the one income stream and whatnot. But like, you know, as I was sharing earlier, I was blessed to have mentors in my life. And yeah, these were mentors that were very successful business owners. And, you know, I did not go seeking them out. I was just blessed to come across and be introduced to some successful business owners. And, you know, my first mentor, I want to say, was back in 2015, Jim. And she's very well known today. It lives yeah. in the South and is very successful. And it was there that I heard multiple income streams. And that was the first thing that she taught me, was multiple income streams and ways to do it. And that just really changed my life and kind of helped set a trajectory for me.
That's incredible. That's fantastic. Are your clients mm-hmm. people who have learned the hard way, would you say? You know, not to put all your eggs in one basket. I mean, if the pandemic is
sure.
part of that thing, having a variety of
sure.
different income streams or creating something new for yourself and using those talents you've sort of put aside is essential. A lot of people have been doing that lately. They've been tapping mm-hmm. into the things that they've been putting aside, but with this great pause we've had, saying, you know what, I've always wanted to do this. I think I'm going to start doing this now.
Right, right. With the clients that I've had, yes, I have found that maybe they have, a majority of them just have the one income stream. If, you know, if they're business owners, they have their business, and maybe they may have two or three, which is not too shabby, but a majority, they are trying to grow and further what they have, learn more. So with the whole pandemic, it has really shifted people's paradigm, ways of doing things, their creativity, just how about the, and just really how they're doing their day-to-day process. So a lot of shifting with everyday things that we normally do and just ways to be creative, to advance, to pivot, to, you know, collaborate with people. So great shifting. But yes, the majority of my clients, I'd probably say they have the one to maybe three income streams.
Which is terrific. Yeah, it really is. Now, some people may say, oh, you have to have all these hours in the day because, you know, there's limited hours of the day. So
mm-hmm.
how do you have the multiple income streams without some sort of time travel?
Well, that's an excellent question. Excellent question, and I get that a lot as well. Now, the great thing is the infamous technology that we have that is always evolving, even in the midst of a pandemic.
Yes.
So there are many ways so that you are not feeling like, okay, I'm burning the candle at both ends of the stick. There's a lot of automation that is done, so even while you're sleeping, you can have income streams set up to be generated automatedly, so that you're not constantly at the wheel grinding. There's things happening while you are, taking some time off or some hours off or what have you. Things are a lot automated. So a lot of income streams are automated, which helps tremendously. And like I said, with so much technology and ways of doing things and different platforms, it makes multiple income streams so much easier.
And that's key, having that sort of automatic turnkey mindset. I like what you're saying about this really having to be, you know, a symphony. Sometimes you know, people fall into the trap that they'll start doing something on the side with the goal that one day they'll quit their day job to do the side thing full time. But what you're saying is keep your job and continue doing this on the side and have other income streams that make money for you without you ever having to really even think about it.
Exactly. You know, and things have so evolved because that used to be the mindset where, oh, we'll have the side hustle, we'll get this side hustle up to par, then I can replace this, you know, career or this job that I've been doing for X amount of years. But depending on where you are with that main job that you have, you may really like that job, and it really it is a part of who you are. You know, I'm in the healthcare industry, and it is a true part of the fiber of my being is healthcare. And when I try to get away from healthcare, I find myself right back in healthcare. And yeah. I have been able to marry the two with creating, you know, being in healthcare and bringing healing and deliverance and restoration with finance and business and generating those multiple income streams. So, you know, people can keep that day job, but the symphony of the multiple income streams comes out of what's already in you, which is very critical. Because when we think of multiple income streams, we're thinking we got to look for these different vices to generate these income streams. And if we do that, then it's not going to last at all. It really has to be things that flow out of you naturally, that you're doing, that is not work for you, that you love and that you enjoy, and they flow naturally out of you. And that is the multiple income stream. That begins to really change your whole paradigm, and it doesn't become work. And the light bulbs on folks' faces when they, you know, I had a client and she's in the wellness, holistic wellness space. And by the time I finished working with her, she had an additional 9 income streams, and that didn't include her practice. So altogether, she had 10 income streams, Jim. And she was just absolutely floored. And one of them was she loves to organize her spice rack in her kitchen. She loves to cook, and she's got all these spices from, you know, all of the different areas, these Middle Eastern spices, American spices, and her way to kind of relax is to organize her spice rack. And that's organization. That is organization, and that simple little thing creates an additional income stream for her because she can take that and teach on how to organize. It sounds so simple, but at the crust of that is an organizational skill.
That's what you need, right? Organization is a key component to all of this. Should a person then have a primary gig, or should you have maybe 5 revenue streams that each represent 20% of your income?
I pretty much have, I will speak for me, and I will say a primary, because a lot of what I do flows out of my primary.
Yeah.
And that's where the symphony comes in, because it flows out
right.
of your primary. It complements one another. You might not think it does, but it just, the symphony, it just works, and you just get that symphony. You get that orchestra playing. And so you get that organic feel and flow that comes through what you, that core thing of what you do, and is really at the core of who you are.
Yes.
So self-discovery begins to develop as well. There's talents that you, that lay dormant in you that you didn't realize were there until you begin to start to flow, see them flow. Then you're like, oh my goodness. You know, out of me just organizing my spice rack comes a love for really getting into the cracks and crevices of when I'm cleaning my home. You know, and that could turn into a housekeeping gig. That could turn into a blog. That could turn into a webinar where you're teaching how to get into the cracks and crevices. What are you using? What are the cleaning products that you're using? How are you buying? What store? What's your price point? You know, that can really begin to excel and can really begin to build. So it just, it amazes me every day when I see the light bulbs go off and people's skill sets that were laying dormant in them, and, you know, because they didn't have time or just didn't realize it was probably something that was worthy enough, which is another factor, just begin to really say, oh my goodness, I had no clue, or I didn't realize, or I've always wanted to do that, but I just didn't think it was anything worthwhile or what have you. So it just amazes me every day.
And then they realize, wow, this is a talent that I've had that I never even thought about. And oftentimes the primary gig, not all the time, but oftentimes, that's the one that's also probably giving you the health insurance and the retirement build-up too, right?
It is. However, when you begin to start building your streams of income, we're not even talking the people that you're meeting. We're not even talking about collaborations. We're not talking about additional resources, like what are people doing with this? You know, if perfect example, you brought up insurance, you know, health insurance and so forth. But when you begin to build these streams, there's collaborations. You get to talk with other people and meet other people, see what they're doing. And you can find ways of, I mean, that's one of the common questions I get, Valerie, you know, okay, you know, you have your streams of income, blah, blah, blah. What do you do for insurance? And I offer that. I give them some tips on what they can do for their health insurance and where to go. But when you're building, the collaborations is a part of it. So you're getting additional resources, things that you wouldn't be able to tap into had you ventured out and started building your multiple income streams, because it pulls you into a whole nother realm and dimension.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Great thing to know, too. One of the struggles oftentimes is about identity, sort of answering that question, what do you do?
What do you do? Jim, you still
one that requires a lot of reflection, yeah.
Yeah, one that requires a lot of reflection, and that's the journey with the multiple income streams that births all these different things of, you know, identity and really tapping into the core of who you are, what you like to do, what you don't like to do, and really gets you in that self-discovery mode. Like I shared about, you know, I love to write and I journal like crazy. Well, my journal turned into a book. My journal turned into a love for copywriting.
Yes.
You know, and so that's an example of, okay, this was something that was a part of me is writing, but it just kind of snowballed into writing books and then to copyright. And my newest thing is doing commercials now, learning how to do that. And so it really has snowballed out of just journaling.
That's fantastic. That is amazing. That's wonderful. Again, all it takes is just thinking about the things that you enjoy and the things that you do already that you might be able to turn into an income stream. There's always people have talents. Sometimes they just don't see them. They don't see them as talents. They see them as just things that they do. Now, the key is balance. Got to have some balance. Talked about organization, which is important. Part of that is balance. So then how do you balance the multiple revenue streams? How do you keep everything straight and focused and sort of the train on the track? So if you have five income streams, how do you prioritize your life?
And again, it gets back to technology, it gets back to automation, it gets back to having some income streams that may be more involved versus less involved. It's going to take the collaborations, it's going to take knowing when you need to hand things off and say, hey, that's something simple, I can bring somebody in and hire them to balance the books. So that you're truly not doing everything else. A lot of times we want to hold on to control and this is my baby. Well, now my baby's turned to babies, plural. And so knowing when it's time to hire someone, you know, a virtual assistant or what have you. And then having mentors in your life and folks that are where you want to go is critical, because then they can partner with you and tell you and share with you how to balance when it's time to start outsourcing and getting a virtual assistant and, you know, tightening up the belt with, you know, tax preparation and not waiting until the deadline, but preparing, you know, reviewing your books quarterly or even monthly, so that when the deadline comes and you got to hand taxes in, you're not scrambling for receipts, you know, things of that nature. But again, mentorship, collaborations, consultants, very key in doing that, because we're not an island. You know, it's those collaborations and seeking the help and the assistance and learning. Knowledge is key. Knowledge is key. Good book says we perish for lack of knowledge.
Yes, yes, I totally agree, and that's really important. And you know, relinquishing some of the control is something that doesn't necessarily come easy, but you really need to do it right. And for that comes in trust. You have to have trust, and you have to allow trust to come in order to bring in other people to assist, right?
Right, absolutely. Absolutely.
What is the main thing people need to know even before they start? If they're listening right now and they're saying, I like this idea. I have been toying with this, but now, you know, things as they've been the last 2 years are telling me I've got to come up with some other ways to keep income flowing. What is one of the first things that people can do even today, I would suggest, is connecting with you, of course. And what is one of the main things people need to know before they even start?
I would say start getting yourself educated. If you don't know where that education begins, start writing things down. You know, because it's one thing to say you want to do something, it's another thing to start it, and it's another thing to maintain it, and it's another thing to complete it. So I kind of call it a journey. But I would say begin really tapping into what you currently do, what you love to do, what you do naturally. What's that thing that you're always talking about? Or I call it the sandbox. I like to get up on my sandbox. And if I, you know, that problem that you seem to always comes across your path, that you are probably the one to solve that problem because it keeps coming across your path. Really tap into those things about yourself and then begin to write them down. I'm a person that I have to see as well as not being told, and I kind of have to see, hear, and do. And so I would say write them all down once you tap into those things that you like, those natural skill sets, those organic skill sets that you do. Write them down and then begin to just start looking to get educated on multiple income streams. What does that look like? How is that going to look like for you? Whether it's to watch, look everything. You can find everything on YouTube nowadays. You can find everything on Google nowadays. Begin to look things up and get educated on what does multiple income streams. What are my multiple income streams going to be? Is it investing? Is that going to be one of those things? And if so, you know, that's a whole nother lesson in itself. Begin to start educating yourself. And like I said, it can be as simple as Googling. It can be simple as going to YouTube, because we are in a world of information. And then I would say begin to start looking for mentors and consultants, ones that you get to know them, respect them, follow them, and develop your gut. Develop your gut instinct. Develop your gut.
Yes, that's right. And maintain it. Keep, even when you feel like the days are long or just you're running out of steam, what have you, just keep yourself motivated and surround yourself with people that are believing in what you're doing and rooting you on, right? Having that support system can keep you thriving and growing, right?
Absolutely. And I have a YouTube station called Dimensional Talent Streams, and I share a lot of what you and I are talking about right now, Jim. And so people, you know, can follow me on YouTube and see I've got, you know, videos on there as well. They run anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour where I share a lot of these tips and what we're discussing today.
What is the platform that you use, Valerie?
Excellent question. Platform that I use for my business is called TW3, which stands for Terry Wilson 3. The founder, the gentleman that created this platform, he named it after himself. And named it after himself purposefully to put his name out there, his reputation out there, and to really stand behind what he developed. He started off in the insurance industry. He had some mishaps with that insurance industry business where he kind of was forced to reinvent the wheel, but he always knew he could sell, and he could sell. He could sell, he could market, and that was at the core of who he was. And he began to just say, hey, I'm going to create my own platform. And people would always come up to him and say, how do you do this? How do you do that? How are you doing this? And so he said, all right, you know, since I'm so successful with selling and marketing, but, you know, we just had this mishap with his business, he just kind of revamped the wheel and built this platform called Terry Wilson 3. And it is a platform for business owners that they can use that includes, it's kind of a business in a box. It's also for those looking for an opportunity. They want to have their own business, but they don't have a business. They can use this platform as a business or for your everyday entrepreneur, marketer, online marketer. So that's what the Terry Wilson 3 TW3 platform is, which is what my business sits on.
That's terrific. Your role as a coach, it's really an important role. And I think the work that you're doing is extraordinary. Tell us a little bit. We've got maybe about a minute and a half or so left. That role as the coach.
Mm-hmm. The role of the coach nowadays is not just one lane.
Right.
The role of the coach really is more diversified right now, where you coach can be business coach. You're wearing a life coach hat. You're wearing a training coach, in aspects as well. You really are also wearing the hat of a mentor and at times a consultant. So it's very diverse now compared to, you know, where it was, because people are challenged in so many areas. And just with where we are today and with the pandemic, it has become a lot more diverse, and you're wearing multiple hats as a coach consultant.
If folks want to make contact and connect with you, what's the best way they can do that, Valerie?
They can reach me at valerie.terrywilson3.net/contact. And that's backslash contact.
I encourage folks to make contact with you, Valerie. It's a great thing that you're doing. And again, now more than ever, I think people really need to start thinking about creating and preserving multiple streams of income, because we're a lot of people are working out of their houses now, and there's a lot of different things to consider.
Right.
So all of it can be of great benefit. Thanks for joining us on the show today, Valerie. I could see easily why you're an expert and you're so passionate about this. It was a pleasure having you on, and I hope we chat some more down the line.
Jim, thanks for having me. It was a great pleasure, and, you know, I hope to be back.
You keep doing what you're doing, and again, we celebrate you here on Coach Up Radio today. Valerie Williams, really extraordinary. Thanks for joining us, everybody. I'm your host, Jim Masters. Thank you for your time this time. Till next time, stay tuned. I'll be back momentarily with another amazing guest on Close Up Radio coming up in just a moment. Till then, for all of us, thanks for being with us. Have a terrific day, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.